nigger.
No. How would I know that?
I don't know.
I can find out. Is that what he's Googling?
Yeah, I'm trying to find what the sign language for nigger is. I can't.
We
find
just
it.
Saw Waka Flocka. He was doing his thing, but he had a sign language.
Oh, that one chick, yeah.
But he didn't know that she was signing.
He thought she was dancing.
Just grooving. He was like, shit.
Oh, the show started.
What? You're so stupid.
I didn't even get to put my good voice on.
Nah, it got.
You didn't even see if my mic was okay.
How long have we been recording?
Not even plugged
enough
in.
Enough for Mike to say he'll look up what the sign language for nigga is.
Oh, great. Make me a racist. I appreciate that. I'll still look it up.
Oh, shit.
Can't find it. It says there's many interpretations.
No, the game is stupid.
It's like, good God.
Going back to NBA Live.
I'll leave it to the Google guy.
I'm going back to NBA Live. I've been playing NBA Live recently.
Brandon and I want to know how they came up with the sign language for it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I told. I said, hey, who dictates, like, hey, everybody, this is nigga.
And the person had to say, what is, and then you have to explain what a nigga is to the person who was deaf in the first place. So then he was like, how do you think that went? And he was like,
"Muh." That's fucked up.
Oh.
That's
fucked
up. You can't see.
And then they did that. They had to do okay.
That's a nigga.
Nigga.
It all makes sense now.
Did you think it was discreetly? It was like, thumb or was it like a pinky?
So since it's a point, does that mean one has to be in present or is it just, or is it?
I don't know, man. We got to find
out.
It's
like you're throwing up gang signs.
Yeah. I probably was.
Yeah, you probably throwing up a gang sign when you say nigga.
You know what? Let's roll with that. Any gang sign, you're probably throwing up nigga.
Yeah. Nigga. Nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga.
Niggas.
Niggas. As a group. There's a group of them. There's a group of
when you use both hands, it's a group. This is so racist. Mm.
It's not racist. It's just,
I mean, it is super racist. It's a sensitive time.
We are in a sensitive time.
No,
aren't we?
We've always
no,
been.
This is. Now, y'all, look, do y'all understand how serious times are right now? Like, the juice
is loose.
Is loose.
Hide the white women.
He's back out.
All the white women.
This dude has dominated the news for what, like 20 years? Good gosh!
I'm gonna need you to do. I'm gonna need y'all all to do me a favor. We're gonna start a new movement for him because we can no longer call him the juice because you actually have to have juice to be called that. We're gonna call this motherfucker Orenthal from now on.
No, with what he's gotten away with, he's got the juice.
He's got the juice.
He's got the juice.
He paid 10 years of solitude. There's no more juice left.
10 years for murder?
They squeezed the rest of that juice out of him.
Did you see his arms?
Nah,
squeezed.
Freshly squeezed.
No more juice, bro. No more juice.
Very well, huh?
Look, man, the juice is loose, man.
The only thing look the same is his head, because I don't think that shape can ever go away.
Big ass head.
That motherfucker got a head.
Because when he came out, he had his helmet on, man. Because when he came out the jail, it was dark. You know, I was just like, man, this is not- juice is loose, man. It's a big ass head.
Juice is loose.
You think he has like probably the biggest head? In,
he was
in
answering. He was answering a phone call on an iPhone 8 Plus. Wow. He made an iPhone 8 Plus look like one of them
like a small iPhone, like one of them little Nokias.
It looked like a Tic Tac case,
like an
he
iPad
was like,
Mini.
And his hands is big as fuck too, so he was like, he was two fingering that shit.
This dude, he makes an iPad look like an iPad Plus.
Dude, Orenthal is his name.
God, that's a big ass head, man.
I gotta find out, bro.
What? You still? What are you looking at, man?
Researching this for a minute.
What?
What? Nigga in sign language?
Nah.
Oh.
Oh. What are you looking at?
What are you researching?
A little less serious.
A little less. Okay.
A bit less. A lot less.
Okay. Like not even serious at all.
Not at all. Right. Nothing about the juice being loose.
No, it's
nothing about the juice being loose.
It does affect how your feelings are.
It does, man, because it's a bunch of bullshit, man.
What the fuck are y'all looking at?
Look, man, I'm trying to figure out, man.
Figure out what? Why the juice?
Which
is
better, man, the shot stick or the shot button?
On 2K. Why am I missing wide open layups? I'm going back to live.
I shouldn't have to go through
live.
This shit.
Nah, it's a good point. That's not what turned me off last year from 2K.
The shot stick?
No.
Yeah, they were kind of forcing us to use the shot stick, and then,
yeah, they're
trying
to push us to do it.
I was kind of like, nah, I don't want to. I like square. Like, I like pushing buttons.
They was appling us, making us do what they wanted us to
do. Yeah. I like square. What's wrong with square?
Square is great because then you that, if somebody's playing with square all the way through the game, they really know what they're doing because you got to shoot with all these different people and they all got different timings.
Yeah.
So you got to know what you're doing.
That's the way it should be, though.
No, with the shot stick, you just watch the green.
Older I get, I don't want to learn new shit.
Right? I want it simple. Pick up and play.
Let me push square. I don't want to flick the stick, and then you tell me it's better for me.
Pat, answer me
That's what she said. She said that shit, didn't she?
How much B said, I don't want to flick the stick?
Because somebody said something about what's better for me. Say exactly what she said.
I don't know, but I'm going to go with that.
I don't want to flick the stick.
Just because somebody said what's better for me. I'll let you have it.
She's going to have to flick the stick, though.
Yeah,
she needs to
flick
the stick.
It doesn't sound like it's a good time.
Having to flick the stick?
Well, her...
Flick, not
that's
literally.
Not a good time.
No,
I can attest. It's not a good time. It's not a good time at all.
Pat.
Stop playing with it.
Answer me this question.
Yeah.
How much money have you spent extra on VC, Pat?
Oh, what?
VC. Have you bought any yet?
Oh, I bought the shit out of some VC.
See, you're the reason why this shit is the way it is, dude.
I refuse.
How the hell do you think I got to a 79?
That was another. That's another reason why.
He's the reason why this shit is the way it is.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys are boycotting
Who's
VC?
Mike for?
It's probably me. Is it me?
Say it. Talk again.
Talk again.
Yeah, stupid. It is you.
What am I doing?
All right. You know, you're just loud.
Just loud.
How am I loud?
You're not loud.
No,
right
no,
there.
You're good. You're good.
No,
you're
good.
You're probably not. You just, you know, you're spiking up over here, man. You're just letting the world know that you're here, man. That's all. All
right. Well,
nobody
cool.
Nobody cares.
Y'all mad at me because I bought my VC?
Yes, I am mad at you.
I'm not mad at you. I just, you know.
I'm the reason why VC exists.
It's your
You're
money.
The reason why they focus on is that bullshit My Park and dumb shit like that.
I won't say My Park is bullshit. That looks like fun.
It
I played
is
a
fucking
bit
fun.
Of
it had
but
always
the thing
been
I don't
fun.
Like is
no,
now because they focus
not.
On VC, it takes so much longer to level up your My Player the regular way. Mm.
The park is whack when you're playing by yourself. But if we go on the park together, all four of us, and run a 4-on-4,
yeah, if you're playing with people,
the shit gets fun, dude.
Yeah,
because
we talk shit to each other, man. Ain't
Hell,
nothing like talking shit with
your
people.
We played that 3-on-3, and we ran the court.
It was great.
Like 12 games.
It was great, because it was us. But no, y'all wouldn't even attempt to get on the court.
Lulu with the fat ass in that
game. We can't even go really play basketball, so let's go fake play.
Yeah, I'm definitely not getting out there no more.
Can't even fake play. Y'all won't even fake play with me.
I'll fake play with you. You know, just got to wait till I get PSN back.
Hey, man, can you stop stroking the pole when you say you're going to play with me?
Look, man. Why would you take it there? I'm doing one of your numbers.
Oh, it's okay when he says it, but if I was saying some shit like that, I'd be like, oh, Mike,
I'm just trying to concentrate.
I went to Atlanta,
you know,
so
what? You know, right?
Mike started.
There's gay dudes out there.
I understand. But I wasn't like cupping the pole.
And
I was just, one fingered, you know. I just flicked it.
Wait a minute.
I just flicked it. Speaking of gay shit, I heard some weird stuff yesterday when I got out the car. Don't know what it was, but I got out the car. I just heard, put my balls on your chin. Like, what? Yeah. I went in the house. There's nothing else to that story, but I heard that in the ambient air.
Make you feel away.
I just kept it going. Ooh. I don't know what was happening. I don't even know what the conversation was about. But I just heard, I'm going to put my balls on your chin.
Sound like something Mike
And
was
it
saying.
Wasn't like I heard the whole, I'm going to put my ball. I just heard, open the door, balls on your chin.
Okay. Nobody's going to go back in the car and drive away.
Just run upstairs.
So, Mike, what is this text message? Let me slide you real quick.
It has to run with that text message.
Let me slide you real
it
quick.
It means let me hit you in the chin.
Let me slide you?
Yeah.
Let me just hit you real quick.
Y'all never use that slang when y'all was a kid? I'm going to slide this nigga when I see him.
Maybe put Jive Turkey at the end of it.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Oh, shit. See, that wasn't even me this time.
Shit.
Now does it make more sense?
You cold-blooded.
Oh, Jive, sucker.
Sucker. What
man,
it is, cool breeze.
You a sucker for that. Oh, man. Let me slide you real quick.
Real quick, man. Let me hit you right in the
chin. I didn't like it.
catch somebody when they're not.
You're not supposed to like it.
I understand why you did this, man.
You get it now.
I get it now, 100%. It's real, like, you know, it's just something to do.
It's catchy. Once it starts.
I don't know what made me do it today.
Once you pop, the fun don't stop. Hey, back on this sensitive shit and all in this era that we are in now. Cam Newton and what he said.
All right. What about Cam?
What you think about it?
I think it's, I don't know why people are fucking mad.
Well,
because that's people's nature nowadays.
You shouldn't be mad at that.
Oh, man, he lost Dan and yogurt.
I understand exactly what he said. Because you know what?
Yeah, that's why he did that apology. Bounced.
When I hear women talk about sports, I say the same thing sometimes in my head. I'd be like, no, it's different hearing a woman talk about sports. Mm. I understand what he meant.
I didn't hear what he said. He was trying to be cute with it. But they got,
okay.
They,
well,
they
I didn't went. Hear it. I just read it, so I don't know the voice context.
He said that it was funny to hear a woman talk about running routes, but as
that
he was
is
saying
funny
it,
though.
And then, but I guess what made it worse was as he was saying it, he was like chuckling and laughing as he said it.
Is that bad?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why people are making a bigger deal, I think, out of it.
As I saw him doing
it, bug me.
I think he was
care.
Being. I think he was being sexual with it more than he was being sexist with it. I think he was really? Trying to play with the words a little bit, but it didn't go how it was supposed to go.
What do you mean sexual?
You know how you just fucking with a person, like, you know how when we like
get
it's
naked.
Different to see a woman talking about running routes.
Yeah,
like that.
He didn't say it like that.
I don't get this. I don't think he meant it that way.
He was just like,
so you did think he 100%
he can get it, but I just
no.
Seen
I think
it.
Look,
he's
so used to talking, you know, with men about running routes and you know, being around men talking about sports or whatever that is. He said it was funny.
I don't hear regular niggas talking about running routes.
I don't.
If Vanessa came up to me right now and started talking about running routes, I'd be like, that's, I get that the fuck no. funny. The fuck you been talking about?
Last place
you
know I thought that
from. So that go. Was that.
Cam Newton in the hot seat after making a sexist comment at a press conference.
Put it up to the mic.
They're not going to play it.
Oh, ain't gonna play it.
She be cheating.
Is she cute?
She's going to paraphrase it and all that.
Could I run routes on her face?
Damn.
What?
That was a good ass, yeah.
that one worked.
No,
there we
like
go.
Yes. Hey, how was your trip to Atlanta?
It was good. A lot of black people. My butt cheeks are still intact. So
pretty good.
They still open and close normally.
Was
so.
That really?
Hey, did you?
A lot of
they're very aggressive.
Receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of
his face. Look at his face.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, he just said that sexually.
It's funny.
It's
but,
funny.
Fun is coming along, man. We're gonna. This is a big game for him because of, you know, him being from Detroit.
That was the gist of it.
He answered
I guess it was just the fucking question. He did, but I guess it was just the condescending tone that he had when he said it. You can tell he had it there. I don't think it was intentional. I don't care.
I didn't feel like it was condescending.
That's that white man in you. You know
the
sensitivity shit. Because I didn't see this.
He was condescending when he said it.
Condescending.
He was condescending when he said it.
Condescending.
He was.
Spell it.
He can spell that
shit. C-O-N eat a dick.
Yeah.
That was great, man. That was great, man. That was very condescending right there. There was ever a way to spell some shit. That's how you spell
fuck out of
that's how everything should be spelled from now on.
Right?
Today's episode is brought to you by
eat a dick.
In a condescending tone.
You should just eat a dick.
Oh my goodness. I don't think we
can't say what we feel no more.
Nope. I can't. There's nothing. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
We ain't making money yet though. When we start making money, we're gonna have to be
boop. That's why I can only make a certain amount if that ever happened. Like, I have a ceiling. Like, I can only go to a certain.
I'm cool with 80. 80
once
G's
I get
a
fuck you money, it's.
Like, we got to stop at Joe Rogan-ish
yeah.
money.
Yeah.
We can't go no higher.
Once I get
that's
the
a
fuck,
lot of money.
Once
though.
I get, yeah, yeah I mean, once I get the fuck you money, I'm cool. You know, I'm not luxurious.
That's what. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. You want me to
I'll
have
co-sign
that.
So you gotta wait a minute. Are we saying we gotta watch what we say if we get up there? Or?
No,
once
we
get up there,
fuck you money. I don't have to watch.
Once we get
oh,
up there,
it don't matter. It's
like
just let it fly.
Wait, what is fuck you money?
Well, you can say and do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Who can do that? That you know that's black.
Who?
Yeah.
A lot of people just don't.
Jay-Z?
Jay-Z says what he wants to say?
He can.
He can go on and just slap somebody if he wants to.
Doesn't.
Kobe can say what he wants to say.
He can rape whoever he wants to.
As long as you hit 81 that season, it goes away.
Listen,
that's it.
Yeah, your jump shot got to be better than you.
It really does.
So basically,
if OJ would have did that while he was still hitting touchdowns and shit like that.
So right now, what you're telling me, if Cam starts to,
he got to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he got to.
Damn, he has to win the whole fucking
thing.
He got
to at least. No, go to the conference.
No, you got to win the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. This is going away.
They're expected to be in the.
This incident is going away next week.
Not if he fumbles and they lose.
With white, yeah, definitely white people, because they're going on to the next fucking thing.
Nah, it's not going to go away though.
Yeah, it's going away.
People will still be talking about it.
Nah.
Paper, rock, scissors.
Let's go.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, wait, what
the fuck?
Go,
no.
One, I went off his three. I went
no,
off his
you
three.
Gotta go 1, 2, 3, shoot.
That's how I usually go. Let's go with that one.
There you go. Okay. He'll still be talking about it.
He'll still be talking about it.
He's lost the battle. It was an intense battle.
Yeah.
Paper, rock, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Paper, rock.
You know,
if anybody
not
calls
actually
it scissors,
1, 2, 3,
paper,
go.
Rock.
It was actually called Rochambeau.
No, because it's paper, rock, scissors, shoot.
Okay,
no,
what country did they call it Rochambeau in?
Here.
Here.
And it was boom, boom,
that's
boom.
That's not a word.
What
that's not American.
People, what Chinese
and then it was paper, rock, scissors.
Rochambeau.
Paper, rock, scissors. And then
no American came up with Rochambeau.
I don't
Man,
know what the
I
fuck.
Remember
I wasn't there, God damn it.
You remember that anime? Hunter Hunter?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's whatever he said when he was doing this little power-up thing. I heard it in Japan when I was over there.
Rochambeau, probably.
Yeah,
definitely wasn't Rochambeau.
Definitely wasn't
Where
Rochambeau.
Where did you get Rochambeau from? Is that really what it used to be called?
Look the shit up, man. Look the
Rochambeau.
Shit
up.
That shit sounds aggressive.
It does. It sounds like roulette.
Yeah.
With a pistol.
Russian roulette.
Russian roulette.
AKA Rochambeau.
Play a game of Rochambeau.
Look, life I didn't even finish the shit. It's Rochambeau.
Click it. That definitely can't be American.
What the fuck? Rochambeau.
Ain't no Native Americans saying Rochambeau. Who's this guy? I'm supposed to take his word. Get him out of here.
Is that Canadian?
Oh no, I'm gonna trust him.
They look Canadian.
They about to Rochambeau it.
They about to do.
Oh, you're right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
But they not Rochambeauing. All right, it's enough of that. What's going on?
White people have nothing better to do with their life.
Sound like it says, up, nigger, shoot.
Wow.
Nah.
Here,
leave
nah.
it to you to define
the
racism.
I hear, up, nigger,
nah,
shoot.
Man.
Up, nigger, shoot. Up, nigger, shoot. Up, nigger, shoot. That's what I hear. Pat, you still watching that, man? It's over.
Sound like you're saying, fucking and shoot.
You're hearing fuck it and shoot.
I'm hearing fuck it and shoot.
I hear up nigga shoot. What are you hearing, Mike? It's probably in the middle of what we're saying.
I don't know what I hear.
Fuck it up nigga shoot. That's probably what it hears. Pat, they can't see that. What did they do? Bust a nut at the end of that? What the hell just happened?
That's what it sounded like.
They
I'm
were
telling
shooting.
You.
Yeah, they shot all right.
Mm.
Get that Rochambeau out of here.
It's definitely not American. It's definitely not American.
Rochambeau came from India.
I'm a true American. That's definitely not
it's
American.
It's
kind of
like make America great again American.
No, the regular.
Probably not regular America. Regular America is the make America great
is
again
it?
America.
You
that's,
sure?
That's the
that's
regular
not a,
America.
That's not the small population?
No, that's the large. No, no,
is it?
No.
Is it?
He got
is
voted it? In, didn't he?
I like but, the
nah,
I like
mean,
the Obama America
it?
Part, like that. Part. That was a cool part.
You like
that 8 years? That was a cool part.
What was it called? It was that was the era of
the G Funk era.
No, because we're in the process of making America great again. Oh, change.
Yeah, that was the change.
So era. They had to take the change away and make it great
make
again.
It great again.
Got it. Got it.
Damn, son.
Shine my shoes, nigga.
Jeez.
Let's make America great again.
I've heard niggas so much
about,
in,
huh?
since. How long has Trump been in office? You say about what? A couple months? Almost a year now?
Next
month will be a year, right?
Yeah, next month will be a
year. Okay. I think I've heard niggas more in a year than I heard watching like Def Comedy Jam or something.
White folks came.
I've heard a lot of nigga from
I
white
seen
people.
White folks coming out with the He-Man jersey on.
Straight
and
S on their chests, man.
S. They just free.
It's beautiful.
So was it
be like ah?
Just that freedom they got. You know
supremacy, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like why don't this shit hurt no more? It don't even hurt.
It does. It's just like, all right, nigga. Yeah.
Excuse okay. me, nigga.
What's up? All right, are we done? Or are we finished?
It's not how it goes.
You know what I'm saying?
It is today.
It is today.
You say down south is like that still in certain areas.
Yeah, man. You see Charleston?
True.
No, what I'm talking about is like, how do we act? Are we like yes sir, no sir?
No,
probably not to that extent. But
not to that extent.
Depending on the age of the black dude, though, I've seen some old black men get real slavy.
Yeah, I did have this talk with you. I say it's underlying sometimes because you don't want no problem with white people sometimes. I mean, but they're all wild, you know, niggas down south. There are wild niggas down south. Gotta make sure I put that in there.
Put that in the microphone.
So it's not there fully. So it's underlined sometimes, you know, between different age groups or whatever.
Look, they let you know they don't like you. Whenever I go visit North Carolina, they just let you know.
I'm just saying, like if you was in the car with your grandfather, per se, and some shit happened, like you guys were parking and a white guy his age and him was fighting for the parking space. They get out and he say some shit and
you might hear boy and there you might hear that shit right there, right then and there. You might hear that right then and there,
and then your grandpa be like, sorry, sir. And then you be mad because you like, what,
sup, man? Fuck,
man,
that.
Fuck that shit. And he like, hush your mouth, boy. Today.
I don't think we'll go into the whole Django. I don't think we'll go to the whole Django script. But
hush your mouth, boy. We ain't got time to mess with these.
Look,
guys
it wasn't that long ago, but you know, it's. You know what I'm saying?
It's still here.
It wasn't that long ago.
Get over it. How can you tell somebody to get over it? Get over slavery. What the fuck you mean get over it?
You can only use it for so long, okay?
Get over it. Okay, yeah.
It's a timestamp.
All right.
Timestamp. We are no longer allowed to kneel.
How many countries do you think say that about 9/11? Like, we're like, the buildings fell. Get over it. What the fuck you mean get
hey,
over
man,
it?
Hey, man, honestly, man, I don't hear Japan talking about, you know, them bombs
we dropped. Yeah, because you know what America probably get over it. Yeah, all right.
Probably true.
It. There he is. You know what I'm saying? Get over it.
Over that shit, man. Let it go.
Was it me or was it Mr.
That laugh hurt.
My bad.
Nah, don't my
deep
bad,
boys, deep
man.
Boys.
Let them know you're here. You know why?
Why is that?
I'm doing this very late. Welcome back to the Irrelevant Show. Yeah.
Jeez.
Super. Late. 30 minutes later.
Yeah, whatever. Right. Man.
Already in the middle. In deep.
Look, and man, that's the show.
I'm pretty sure they know it. All right,
just go ahead. Let me go ahead call it a night.
How y'all living, man?
Oh, fuck good? That, man. That's just an arrogant ass statement, man. Get over it.
Good.
I've heard that so many times, man. Y'all still mad about that? Like, what?
Get over it.
It's the weirdest thing ever. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Civil rights? You still? Really?
What?
Okay. Get over it. Just the stuff to tell somebody to get over it. You didn't go through it. Okay. I don't feel any residuals from it, but you know, let me get over it. Yeah, sure. Get over it. What the fuck?
Just get over it.
Get over that.
Trying to tell you. You're saying it right now. Get over it.
Mike wants us to get over it.
Yeah,
the way you said that was kind of camish, motherfucker. Yeah. That shit was kind of camish. Like, really.
Condescending.
Really, all three of you, get the fuck over. Can we move to the next subject, please?
That's the ability to play both sides.
I need the Mexican in you right now. I need him. He's with us.
Sorry.
I make fun of him, but he's more white than Mexican.
Is this true?
You're right.
Nah, he's
I'm just go ahead and take these off.
I'm sorry, man. I'm gonna fuck him up today.
Nah, he acts more Mexican than white.
Stupid.
Just whenever he wakes up and he starts talking about baseball, I'm like, all right, Mike,
get your white ass out of here.
All right, like, get over it.
Get over it. Burger or burrito?
Burrito. What kind of question is that?
I'm just checking.
Yeah, I'm picking a burrito over a burger, too.
Nah, I'm picking a burger like a motherfucker, man.
That's racist.
Ain't nothing like a bacon cheeseburger. Oh, my God. I want one right now.
I like burritos, though. Now, it's not like I made that choice very easy. And I'm going hard for the burrito. You know what I'm saying? Pause. But you know what I'm saying?
I don't think you could.
I'm not doing it like a black and white thing. Burrito? I'm more like a... Because if it was a black and white thing for me, I'd be white as fuck. Why? Because...
Hold on, say that again?
If it's a black and white thing, the burrito or the burger...
I don't think it's a black and white thing. I think it's a food...
No, I'm just saying, like, because I put Mike on the spot like that, burrito, or and he was like, burrito. And he was like, I choose a burrito.
Well, but if you, I get a burrito, because he was Mexican,
my burrito has to be open. Like, I need a bowl now.
Isn't that a taco?
No, when you go to Chipotle, you get
that's
the
a
bowl.
Taco salad.
I think that's just the bowl.
That's a taco
the
salad.
The fucking
right?
bowl at the Chipotle at the thing. The
fuck
bowl.
Chipotle. I don't eat Chipotle.
Okay, they got the same shit at your shit.
That's a taco salad.
No, it's a bowl with the rice and the beans.
I mean, how you gonna tell this
lettuce? How you gonna tell the Mexican what taco salad is, man?
I don't put lettuce on mine.
That's like him telling you what fried chicken is, man. You can't debate the man on a taco salad.
That's like telling black people why you
call it a fucking taco salad. They have one called a taco salad.
Isn't that an Americanized place?
They said, "Do you want a burrito or you want a bowl?"
What it is.
It's like telling black people how you know you're not protesting the flag and the anthem instead of what you're really trying to protest. See, I mix the words up so you get confused. So what I was really saying is,
go ahead, run it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back.
Did you bring it back far enough?
No, nah, because I can't even get back to my brain.
Dude, rewind. It was too busy ficky ficky in it.
Wiki.
It was really off the dome, off the top.
Mike, what you learn in Atlanta?
We talking about burritos.
What did you learn in Atlanta, brother?
I learned a lot of shit in Atlanta.
Tell us about
not
it.
Not to bend.
Not to spread my butt cheeks to strangers.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. He was like, I'm in Atlanta.
Key takeaway.
I was like, what exactly did I say to you?
You asked me why. No, you didn't ask me why. You were just like...
Fuck you going.
Then you were like, protect your ass. There's a lot of gay dudes in Atlanta.
Yeah. Isn't the ratio like
it's
a gang of women to not very many men?
Aggressive.
I guess so, yeah.
Aggressive?
Yeah.
Aggressive women?
Yeah.
Like how?
I mean, okay. Like, hey, you
want to fuck? Like that type?
Wow. Is it that easy?
Yeah.
So it is.
Maybe. I've never been. I've been to the airport. I've never been
times.
Like in the city.
Multiple times. It's
pretty cool.
Reminiscing?
Nah.
He's multiple times. Multiple times.
I don't know what happened else, man. I don't know. Seen a whole lot of shit.
Atlanta, huh?
Say, yeah.
Say, I told him to protect his butt cheeks when he went down there, man.
Hey, man.
Not to get fucked.
Hey, man.
Pumped.
Rocking your ring on your finger, brother.
Oh,
yeah, I got it on today.
Look at that shit.
Nah, I don't wear it at work.
Death.
Straight death.
I almost fucked around and left mine in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah?
My roommate saved me. Because when I put lotion on, I take it off so I don't get lotion stuck under my ring. So I take it off, put lotion on, and, you know, put it back on.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking last day, too. So we're checking out. Fucking... He was like, hey, Mike, you forgot your ring. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Got it.
No, he, before we're walking out of the room, it was still sitting right there by the sink.
Mm.
Ooh.
It's been long enough, huh?
I almost fucked up.
Married man. Married man.
Yeah, man, I went ahead and did it.
Mm.
I'm so glad that fucking thing is out the way.
The most sexist motherfucker we know just said they tied.
Am I really the most sexist motherfucker you know?
Aren't you?
Sexist, no. Blackest, yes.
All right, I don't fully disagree with what he said.
of our show.
Okay. Nah, I'm definitely. You haven't talked to him off the phone.
I see that.
On our show. What we say on the show.
You really think I'm the most sexist person on the show?
You think that I'm the most What is it? You call me the Captain Save a Hole?
Vagina protector.
The vagina protector.
I definitely believe you protect vagina on this show.
I want more women to listen.
I mean, they'll listen. But they don't really listen when you're protecting them.
About to get my Cam Newton.
They want
to
hear that, huh?
Women.
They
want to hear the podcast. That's funny to me.
They want to hear the Cam. Goodness. They want to hear the Cam come out.
You want to hear the Cam come out? What were you guys saying? I didn't hear side comes out.
I said, hearing a female listen to podcasts, it's funny to me.
It's funny hearing a woman listen to podcasts. Right.
It's funny.
Do you think it happens? Do you think women listen to podcasts?
Nancy does.
Yeah, Vanessa
listens to this bullshit all the time. And I'm still married somehow.
Do you think it's because they're nosy? Because my wife don't listen at all.
No.
Yeah.
At the
probably.
At CCSD, generally there's women that listen to it.
That too.
Yeah, there's women when I work at CCSD, they listen to it.
Oh, nice.
Were they ugly?
I mean, they're bus drivers.
So they're ugly.
Ugly.
Damn.
Not all bus drivers ugly, but they're bus drivers.
Was there ever a sexy woman bus
majority
driver?
Majority of them are.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah. At that at that yard, yeah.
There were what?
Still yeah, sad. There's five of them.
What?
Five sexy bus drivers.
Sexy bus driver? Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the only way that saved me for probably 10 years in that job.
I should have just called.
I used to tell him all the time, but yeah, there she go, Escalade. One we call her Escalade Lady. Yeah. Why? Because she drove the Escalade.
Mm.
But the ass on that one.
You ever take one in the back of one of them buses?
No.
And Rosa Park her ass?
Nah.
That's racist.
Rosa Parks.
We call it the Rosa Parks. That's fucking hilarious.
Did she sit in the front?
No, but it was about being in the back of the bus.
Sitting in the back.
To the back of the bus.
Yeah, but
man, come on, man, just leave that shit alone.
She don't listen very good.
The shit was good until you had to describe it.
That was right.
We wouldn't say, did you fuck her in the front of the bus?
Yeah, come on, girl, what are we doing?
You gotta fuck in the back, man.
I want to try this new position. It's Rosa Parks.
Oh, we gotta go to the back. No, we
baby.
The front.
Yeah, yeah.
Back.
Can you imagine that shit be on in the back of the bus while you fucking?
Everybody moving to the back of the bus.
People want to rub and stuff with us.
Back there just beating it up. Stupid. Yeah, baby, everybody asked me the same question. How does it feel to be married? How does it feel?
Baby, just say we shall overcome real quick.
Jeez. Oh,
damn, son. I love this show, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, look, it's been a minute, man. This had to get out.
I'm just visualizing that whole scene.
No, so everybody expecting you to do a 360, huh?
Everybody's like, hey, so how's it feel? I'm like, man, the same way I felt last month.
Yeah, Kelsey keeps asking me that. I'm like, it's the same dude.
She asked you, is he different?
Is he nervous? Nah, I think he just wants to get this over with.
You saw I couldn't wait to untuck that damn
the tie, the shirt.
I couldn't wait to get that shit off me.
He flailed the fuck out that shit. Right?
They was mad. He was like, hey, tell him to put that back in. Game with you. It's over.
It's done, man. I did what I was
already
supposed to do.
He already put the ring on the finger.
I said I do. I said it.
It's done.
The supposedly most sexist person on this show. All right.
Okay, then who is?
Who is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like to say I'm slightly more sexist, but not like the most.
Well, then who is the most?
I mean, all right.
That's right.
I'm sure we all have it in us.
Is it because I say it?
Well, that would mean it would be you. Because we probably are all the same, but you just express it a little
bit
harder.
I'm pretty sure we are all the same, but since you vocalize it,
it makes you, you got to get
on the show.
We're going to Pinterest ignorant? You with that shit. All right. So you're the most ignorant, irrelevant motherfucker on the show.
All right. Okay. Whatever.
It only makes sense, man. just the facts are right there.
The facts are the facts, man. The facts are the facts.
It's all right, though, man.
Whatever.
Rock with you out the show.
He's older.
I don't know if, did you end up getting my RSVP after the wedding?
Not from you. I got it from Nancy.
this fucking guy.
You said
I didn't tell send both it out. Of y'all. And then he texted me.
It was in the box.
He was like, Vanessa wants to know if you guys are coming to the wedding. I'm just looking at the message. I'm like, this fucking guy. It's like, I'm only in the wedding, right?
She told me to ask.
And then, and then he was like, well, you know, I just figured you guys didn't have to send it out. I was like, well, I'm going to tell you the truth right now. When I seen it, I was like, I ain't got to fill that shit out.
Which, like, to be honest with you, for y'all,
I'm not gonna lie, I looked at it the same way, right. But I was like,
don't think for a minute that I filled that shit out. I didn't.
We didn't. I said for y'all, it was like, I don't really expect.
But I think my wife sent it back.
Yeah, it was mainly to send back because you're paying for everybody's plate. So
women do that
count,
shit. They do
to
that.
Get a head count of. I mean,
that's why. That's why it got sent back to you.
Yeah, she told girl told me to do it, so I was like, all
right. No, she was right. I mean, because it's like if you don't send it, and then like there's no food for you, you're like, yeah, I'm still hungry.
Like, be like, yeah, you just gotta go and
tell me how many
make a stop
were
and call. You know, Amazon drop some shit off.
I don't know that I would have stayed. There wasn't no food.
Yeah.
Damn. Nothing to eat.
I would have called Pizza Hut, Domino's, somebody.
Nothing. Yeah.
Imagine that. I would have had I would have had a pizza right then and there.
Yeah, that was a nice wedding. Shout out to Mr. Jerry White, father-in-law. He helped pay for it.
What's her name? Rashida?
Was
that her name?
Gold Tie.
The coordinator, Rashida?
Rashida was the coordinator, yeah. But I'm shouting out the person who helped pay for it.
Okay.
The person
who forked up some money. Yeah, okay.
You know,
was that, that was Gold Tie? Black suit, Gold Tie?
Yes.
The daddy know. That she looked like.
No. That was her father, stepdad.
Stepdad is
the
who you shout out.
The light skinned one, yeah.
DeBarge. DeBarge hell pay.
Yeah. Chico DeBarge.
Oh, yeah, okay. Gold Tie is, I thought.
Gold Tie is dead.
He ain't put no money in.
Yeah, he paid for the dress.
Nice.
Paid for the dress. You know, so shout out.
That Corona was good.
Hey, man. That's probably the happiest part.
What's that?
Of the wedding. Some people say, you wasn't marrying your wife? Nah. Seeing Pat having that Corona with me, man.
Oh,
Pat
yeah.
Sipping on that damn Corona,
right
man.
He was sick as shit. He was just putting this shit on. Yeah, man. Nah, pass. I don't need that. I was just sick, man. I was like, you sure you don't want one of these? He was like, man, give me a Corona, man. Man, Pat drinking a Corona. Man pass one.
That had to happen. Seeing Pat one in his hand on that, man, can't let him drink alone then.
Yeah, man, it was beautiful.
I felt it. I see why.
Did y'all have fun?
Hell yeah.
I had a blast.
You had fun?
I had a blast.
Good.
Stevie Hell Wonder was the highlight.
Y'all gave speeches?
Mike.
Good speeches.
Mike.
Mike definitely had fun.
Stevie Wonder was my highlight. Yo, bum ass. We in there trying to be legitimate.
What happened?
We standing there, and Mike was like, hey, man.
We're standing where? Like, after I already walked out?
No, this is during the whole thing.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
We all get in line, and we're all there side by side with you, you know, mm-hmm. Manning up. Mike's like, hey, psst, hey. Man, don't the keyboardist look like a white Stevie Wonder? And I was like... No, I almost buckled.
I just remember because I said something to Brandon. Brandon goes, "I thought that was a CD." The girl was singing. The girl was singing.
Yes,
he was like, I was like, "Nah, it's not a CD."
Hard work, man. I thought she came out to a mix.
We got to talk about your brother and them tears in his eyes, man.
Did he have tears in his eyes?
Oh, man, that motherfucker turned around. He's like, it's windy to the motherfucker. I said, dry that shit up. Dry that shit up.
He must do, when you saw Vanessa walking out or something?
The music, everything, the ambiance.
The whole.
Got him. I was right there with him, watching him.
And you going to cry? You get emotional.
I asked him. He was like, "Nah, I ain't getting emotional."
Shit, I was wondering if LeBrandon's back was gonna be soaked. Oh man,
Brandon, why your back wet? Nigga, crying on me. Man, you cry on me.
Everything went off right. Everything went well.
It did.
Yeah.
The best man handed over the rings properly.
Yeah. Did it seem like there was 137 people there?
No, it didn't.
At first,
it seemed like it was deep. Yeah.
But it said it was
towards the end of the night. It was a lot of people there.
Yeah, I just want to see that picture of all of us on the floor. Did you get in that picture on the dance floor?
I don't think so.
You didn't get in that one?
Mm-mm, I think I was watching.
I know Mike was in it.
I think so. Somewhere in there.
I'm sure one of my children were in there.
Yeah, he was in there. Ethan was getting down.
Yeah, Ethan.
Shout out to Ethan.
He's more white than black.
Yeah, but he was boogieing.
Clearly.
He was boogieing.
He has no rhythm.
It didn't matter. He My was baby. Getting it in, man.
Poor dude. He wants to, though.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
And I'm not going to stop him because he... Because that's the
effort.
I want it.
I want to move this way. I'm
gonna do Can't it. Place him in a box right now. I mean, he's still young.
You watch him do that Dance Dance Revolution shit?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
I can't do that either. I can't coordinate like that.
No coordination.
That's how you roll an ankle right over. There. Playing that game.
Snap your shit.
Not the one where you got to step
you
on
blew
the
your
pedals.
ACL out? Yeah, man. What was you doing? Just playing
That's
dance,
only one
dance
there. Right.
I'm talking about the ones when you...
Oh, like, you dance in front of the camera?
You dance in front of the camera, and the camera records your movements.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the little pads. Like, you remember when
nah,
when
just
you
dance
plug it into
whatever.
The Nintendo and do the...
Too. Yeah.
Can't keep up with your youngest nowadays.
We shit.
What was that shit we played on Nintendo? You plugged a little pad into the...
Track and field?
Track and field.
Oh, yeah.
Dance, Dance Revolution?
That shit's worth a lot of money nowadays.
Mm. Yeah, I'm kidding. You see them dudes on YouTube and shit? They be sweating their ass off.
Playing Dance Dance? Yeah. Too Let them play track and field, though. Let them run that little sprint.
That was quick. Motherfucker. Flicking the stick.
Yeah, some people were smooth. They didn't actually run. They just tiptoed it.
I just get that middle finger.
Can you get a disease from that? I've been wondering that.
What,
like,
finger in a girl? With your finger? Okay, I was wondering where you were going with diseases.
Yeah, where the fuck is he going with this?
Where did you think he was going with it?
Let him finish.
Did I go to the wrong place?
Not with a finger, but just like a sexual disease.
Did I go to the wrong place, though?
No, I kind of was on board with you, okay. But not with the finger.
Did I?
You all saw this, I mean.
And then he said, can you get a disease? So did I go to the wrong area?
Oh, let's hear it finished and see where this goes.
What do you got? Where are you going?
All eyes on you.
Thank you, appreciate it. No, when you playing video games, they have that point in the video game. You got to press the X multiple times consistently, and you start.
Like carpal tunnel?
Yeah. So you can develop.
And then you're carpal tunnel.
All right, man. Just wondering, man.
That was a letdown.
It was, man. You made it a big deal. It wasn't even a big deal.
I thought we were going to vagina.
No, we weren't. Yep,
so much for that.
All right.
Keep the vaginas out the show.
Just the way it was said, right? Keep vaginas off the show. That's not sexist. Keep
vaginas
go,
Pat,
off the show.
Now you can rest easy.
I even asked your wife, Nancy.
Yeah.
I was like, so tell the truth. Did you think I'd get married? She was like, no.
No?
She was like, nah. I asked my friend Melissa. She was there. I was like, tell the truth. Did you? No.
Yeah?
No. Nah.
It's weird because I can't
every,
see
every female that, look, my female friends or his wife,
they're
like, nah.
It's LB that I don't see getting married.
You say that too? Hey, who knows?
I see it, but he'll have to be like a baby will have to be here.
Like, right, I have to do some steps backwards to go forwards.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, I guess so.
Yeah, certain procedures. I gotta skip a few steps. Yeah, you're right.
Let's go ahead and tie this knot.
Like, some people ask me, I was like, was it the baby to me? I was like, I asked her before that. I just didn't tell nobody.
Can you imagine? Let's go ahead and tie this knot, babe.
No, like, I can't. Right. I can't.
No,
imagine.
No, I mean, like, your tubes. We got to tie this.
What a dick.
Well, why? I don't want to get married.
Yeah, so 15 years in. Already.
I
don't
want you to don't
think that's necessary.
I don't think you got to do that.
Yeah.
We ain't got to go that
We're
far.
Past that.
We're past the whole union God shit. Yeah, like, we don't have to. Yeah. What is wrong
past
with you?
That. Get over it.
Get over it, man.
Fucking get over it already.
You know, just get over it. That's the name of this episode. Get over it. So this is about to be a terrible transition. As far as getting over it.
Hold on, man. Hold on, man.
All right.
I'm ready. I don't think I'm ready.
You think you're ready?
I'm ready, man. I'm lying. I'm ready.
Look, man, we're going to tackle the subject.
Tackle it, man.
Very. We're going to tag it the way we attack.
Yeah, I wish shit this shit show. Wasn't on that right now.
What are you looking at?
Assault life. Yeah. Yeah. So,
at this moment right now, let's give a quick little moment of silence to the people that were hit in that Mandalay Bay incident.
Madness.
All right, silence is over. What was you thinking?
That's a fucked up timestamp.
Right.
Well, now this is now that you mentioned that's kind of highly inappropriate.
Yeah, very highly. I told you.
That's the timestamp.
I was looking at it. I was
gotta be talked about. Gotta go there. Yeah. It happened, what, just last Monday? I mean, yeah, it's last Monday.
Well, I was up playing video games, you know what I'm saying? Having a great Sunday, and then Facebook, I believe, is what I got it from. Just started. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Went to Fox News and saw it on there. I was like, oh, shit. And then I had a bunch of text messages come in. Hey, man, where you at? Hey, man, where you at? I'm yeah. good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm straight. But I don't know. I tell people, like, a part of me wish I was, of course, not there, which I wasn't. Mm-hmm. But then just the, when there's a, just a single punk, you know what I'm saying, bitch-ass dudes just doing some shit like that, you know what I mean? That's, I don't know. I have this thing of, I'd rather throw my life on the line to protect people from being in that kind of harm's way kind of mm-hmm. thing like that. But, you know, that's what it was.
Yeah, I was asleep and then woken up. And I was like, hey.
That's funny, like, too, because when you text me, I thought you already you knew what was going on at the time. So I thought you text me to see if I was working that over there. I was like,
nah, it was just Sunday. You text right
then. At that moment, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, what are you talking about? And then she was telling me, I was like, I felt weird. When it happens in your city, it felt weird. But I was like, this is stupid. Like that was my thoughts. Like, man, this shit is stupid.
It is.
You know, then the work was shut down that day. So then I go to school. I'm not going to say his name, but my classmate was there. He was at the thing. Mm. Actually, a couple of my classmates were there. Mm. And, yeah, so I was pretty much indirectly affected to it because, you know, I'm sitting there talking to them and I'm like, we're not even going to talk about it. Like, you could tell. Like, they were.
Yeah, they still.
Were, yeah, they were still rattled, still shook. I was like, nah, I'm not asking you about it. I'm not, you know, what's up? You know, let's do this classwork. Yeah, that was a different day. That whole day felt weird. Even people's energy was weird. Like, one dude, I'm coming down Ann Road. I guess I was going too slow for him. Speed limit is 45. I'm going, like, 44. Whatever. I'm cruising. You know, taking the kids to my mom's house. I guess I was going too slow for him. He gets in front of me. Go to speed limit, asshole. I was like, fuck, like, calm down. It's a weird-ass energy in the air. Mind you, he didn't really go that far. He just sped to every stoplight, and I caught him everywhere.
Right.
And just rolled down my window and just looked at him. And he rolled his window up.
No. Just because you're about that life.
Right. Look, man, sometimes when the kid's in the car, I'll probably match your energy with the same type of energy.
Okay, yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah.
I can definitely understand.
That's probably the wrong time to try my patience.
Yeah.
Kids are in the car. It's like, all right, is this where you want to go?
Yeah,
so the energy in the air was just weird. It was like stale.
It was, man. Especially, you know, when I went back Monday to the hotel, I was like, oh shit, ain't nobody talking really. Hey, how you doing? Doing all right. How you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. I had my moments, you know what I'm saying? Shed a couple of tears for people, you know what I'm saying? And
then
got extremely pissed off. That day, following social media that day. Social media pissed me off that day.
It pissed me off. The exact same.
What bad about social media? Because I didn't get nothing but
positivity. You had people just doing, I don't know if it helped the situation, but.
It didn't.
First thing you do when you had a situation like that, why the fuck are you pulling out your phone? And then the other side of that is like, okay. I don't know.
I'll go with mine about social media. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I go look at comments probably about 4 o'clock in the morning. Only thing people are talking about,
conspiracies.
No, because even my mind went there. Like, when I first heard about it, I was like, this shit is random. This is weird. Mm. Even my mind went there. But the first thing people are talking about is, this is what happens when Trump is in office. Like, what? This is what's happening over there. Oh yeah, this is what happens when Trump is in office, or this is because America isn't made great again. And I was like, come on, man. Like, this ain't got nothing to do with that. This is a, come on, man. Like, people were using this to further their political agenda all of a sudden. Right after it happened. The shit happened at 10:30, 10 something at night.
Yeah.
By 4 o'clock in the morning, they're already on their political agenda. It's like, yo, come on, man. Can you just give a couple moments to just be like, oh, man, this is tragedy. This is fucked up. And can we please start calling this nigga a terrorist? Can we do that?
I saw a bunch of that, man. I was like,
how about we do that?
Should we argue right there? Is this the right time to put that on
there? None of that should have been talked about, basically. Like, there were some things I wanted to say, but I felt like there was not the time. Let's give this a couple of days.
I had to say it. I said it probably like 10 o'clock that morning because I kept seeing.
Yeah, you and.
I kept seeing what else. I said, yo, he's a terrorist. Because guess what? If the dude would have had some color on him or another country, first thing you would have called him was a terrorist.
Yeah.
The first thing out of the mouth, this is a terrorist act. So terrorist is domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. But they're glossing around it. It's like, don't paint a pretty picture. It's a terrorist. This is what it is.
You ever catchy phrase line? A lone wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I don't know. Me too.
Now, did I post my conspiracy world stuff? Yeah. No. There ain't time for that. I saw people doing it, and I was like, this ain't the time for none of your thoughts on that part. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let this shit marinate. Give it a week. Give it 2 weeks before you go there.
I just want to know what made everybody a private investigator or FBI all of a sudden.
Right.
You know, with these phones and shit. And opinions.
I mean, I'm not going to say it because even when I seen some of the videos, it was just like.
Because it's surreal. That's what I think. It's so surreal that it happened right here at home. That is, you know, people just, I don't know. And then.
And I feel like in that moment, most of those people probably already had it out.
I'm
that's
like
kind of how I feel right there.
One of the guys said, I'm surprised it hadn't happened sooner. And that's how I felt.
That's really how I feel. Every freaking day I've been
in. There's a lot of stuff that that happens when I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner.
Yeah.
Nope.
That right there, I didn't think about somebody picking off at a.
Didn't. Every time I'm working them damn strips, or you've been on the New Year's Eve.
I mean, because if I'm at a concert, I'm not thinking about, you know what, this is a prime spot for somebody to just, you know, pop, pop, pop.
No, I think my paranoia has gotten worse over the years.
I'm not thinking about that. Thinking about.
Yeah.
The concert, having a good time, you know, and this corona in my head.
No, whenever I see something on the news about some fucked up act, is when I think of here, and I'm like, I wonder. I mean, we next. This would be the perfect spot for somebody to do some ignorant shit.
These people's already done.
I mean, it's just free too. It's just a free.
It is. It's
free. They don't have no kind of nothing. This dude to get 42 or however many he got up them stairs. That's still I'm still baffled by how that, like, damn.
Because he lived here, so it's not like he flew those in.
No, okay. So you didn't fly him in, but nowhere in that time is there anybody thinking nothing was suspicious. He gets there on a Thursday and he's.
He has
Vegas luggage, right?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's Vegas. It's and tourists.
The busers help you get it upstairs. Yeah. Huh?
Do
that.
And he's not staying in no regular.
Not if you decline. Yeah, you can take your own.
But I'm saying, like,
you could.
I'm saying, because it's not like he was carrying them in actual, like, gun pouches, right? I'm pretty sure they were broken down in suitcases or something.
Also,
like
remember,
that.
Well, why would you? Yeah, that's true. So, but, like, also, he's driving 90 miles from his home. What, from here to, have you ever driven to Mesquite or anything like that?
He has a North Las Vegas house here.
Yeah, I know, but he lives in Mesquite. But, yeah, that's a good, I didn't even know that he had a North Las Vegas house here. So even with a house here, like, you don't have to just drive.
I'm not talking about the drive.
Unload
I'm just
the car.
I'm talking about unload and get to your room. And how many times to get all those weapons up there?
Put them in bags, like Mike was saying. Break them down.
It's going to. I get, Mandalay Bay will be the first.
And
for
he's
them
a millionaire.
The first hotel to break it down.
And he's a millionaire.
Was he?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
This dude is a millionaire. He's not no broke guy. He was a millionaire.
I didn't know about millions, but I know that they're wealthy.
Yeah,
they got lots of money.
Yeah,
but
he has money. Like, so, and you know how people who have money, you know
how
they're treated here.
Yeah,
yeah, I think he is. There's some lady there investigating her.
Huh.
She was out of the country, perfectly.
Anyway.
But yeah, so that's how I don't see how it was hard, especially when you don't have to go that far. and you know our gun laws. Just buy them here. I think they say buy them what here, California, and I think Utah. You don't have that far to go. You know what I mean? Man, maybe it's gonna be the first of what you were saying though.
To switch up their
bag policies or something.
The policies and figure out. I mean, it's just that simple. Like, you got to get some kind of thing in the elevator to where, as the elevators go up.
And then have somebody sue you on invasion of privacy or something like that, or.
But no, it's. I mean, all you got to do is say.
But like, what are you putting in the elevator? Like, there's nothing.
Not a radiation type thing to scan you, but you know. But I think.
But like a metal detector.
Some type of metal detector.
But you're taking belts, stuff in the elevator all the time.
Luggage that has metal on it, you take in.
Yeah.
But you know, the airport. The airport, you walk through this thing and it shows what you, the x-ray vision can see what you got.
And you put that in a hotel?
Why can't you?
Why shouldn't you? I don't know.
You can, but you can't. Before this happened, if somebody told you, well, we're going to put x-ray things in hotels, the hotel can see what's in your bag.
You know what's crazy about that?
The hell is
I'm glad
hotel
you just
need to
said
see
that,
what's
man.
In my bag for? You know
and
what
that's
I mean?
Going to take up too much time, too much money, and too much resources.
That's the shit that's killing me working at the place I work at. You can't put a procedure in unless it appeases these people that are making that money. You know what I'm saying?
If
it
does, if it makes everything, and it's going to get people frustrated and irritated, and they're not going to want to go there.
Like.
That's all that, you know, yeah, it's a good idea, but because how impatient people are and they want everything go.
Okay, so nothing's going to change then, basically.
It probably won't.
No, I don't think it's going to change.
All right. Yeah,
just like some people,
it sucks to say it, but it won't. Just like some people talking about
gun laws. I keep telling you, I said, that's not going to change. I said, look, if they didn't change it when them kids got shot at Sandy Hook, if kids don't do it, they're not changing it. Simple as that.
I do
and
think
all
they
the gun,
restricted
and all certain people keep talking about NRA. I was like, you do know the NRA funds Republican Party, so that's why the Republicans are against it, because the NRA is in the gun business.
So let's talk about how. What do you mean? What are the restrictions then? Let's talk about what you think that they should do.
Well, maybe restrictions is it's the wrong term to use, but
not really.
It should be a.
I've always said this. There's no reason for a regular person to need an assault rifle. I've always said that. I said that our last gun. Were you here for the gun talk video? I mean, gun talk podcast.
I don't even
you remember that one we had, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that one we had?
Yeah, I remember that one.
So I remember you texted me. You was like, I changed a couple of my opinions on that from that podcast. Didn't you say that?
Yeah, I mean.
But yeah, I've always.
I'm still in between
rifles.
Two. I mean, if you're. I don't know if you're sensible or whatever. Why not be able to own something for sporting or whatever, or your little extracurricular shit?
Yeah, my
like
thing
that,
is just like, why do you need to own something that's high caliber like that? That blows. That's basically
it's capable of blowing through
because it goes through police armor.
Yeah,
it's meant to kill a bunch of people.
It's meant to kill.
So
a bunch
I don't understand
people.
Why somebody
that's,
would
that's
need something
whole
like
reason
that.
It's made.
Or why you would allow somebody to have something like that?
So I have it all, am I going to attempt to go through a police officer's armor?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Yours are. I'm not saying.
I know you. But
yeah.
No, that's not the point. The point is, I am the normal American, the average American.
Yeah.
So, but, you're saying there's no need for me to have what I got.
There is no need for you to have it.
But
you want it.
But when you're not a person who, anybody, it's like when somebody chimes in on something that you love or something that you enjoy and tells you there's no need for you to own it. It's typically because they don't have nothing to do with it, don't give a shit about it, don't care to even own one. So then it's easy for them to say, no, hell no, you shouldn't own it.
No, really, there's no.
Well, that's exactly what
you're
saying.
No, I'm saying I understand that you want it. I don't care that you want it. It's not that I don't give a shit about it, but you don't need it. You don't need an assault rifle. You don't need it. What do you need an assault rifle for? You, who is not a hunter, who works on teeth, who lives in a city. What do you need an assault rifle for?
I don't need a pistol.
That's what I'm saying. You don't need it, though. That's just my whole thing. It's not needed. I didn't say you can't not want it. I'm just saying it's not needed.
But I don't need a pistol. I don't predict anybody coming here shooting us up and all that stuff.
Okay.
Don't need it.
Okay.
So because I don't need that, when does it end? When do you say, oh, that's okay to have, but that's not okay to have?
Easy when shit like this happens.
Well, yeah, because there's a difference between somebody owning a handgun and, you know, what that guy had. That's
we're talking about stuff
military
where
grade shit that nobody should really have. That's honestly, nobody should have stuff like that. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, I don't think so either. I've said it last show. I still feel that way.
I don't have a problem with guns. Guns don't bug me not one bit. I don't care people who use them, who own them. But
you want to infringe on it. You want to say, but you don't need to have that.
Well, that's
but saying you don't need to have it is not saying
that you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.